Hi, I'm Kristen. I'm a social self-prez 9-wing-1-9-6-3.
Hi, I'm Kaisa. I'm a sexual social 9-wing-8 with the 3 and 5 fixes.
Hi, I'm Sammy. I'm a self-prez social 9-wing-1 with 5-wing-4 and 4-wing-3 fixes.
Wow, then all right, sexual blinds. The hot messes of trying to track where the sexual instinct is in your dreams. All right. So I've mentioned once before a little bit, but maybe we can expand on it, on the distant anima or animus, like the distant figure in a sexual blind dream, where a sexual blind, and maybe some sexual types, but I mean, I see it most popular in sexual blinds where they have dreams of people that they cannot have access to, like, and it's usually in some kind of romantic situation. And I think we've kind of talked about it a bit in the last episode, but an interesting addition to that is also, like, is it sexual attraction? Or is it some other kind of validation we're seeking? And this also might be true for some sexual types as well. So maybe you'll notice that as well, Kaisa. But I wrote down like celebrities, teachers, doctors, professors, high school crushes, you know, people from the past, that it's some kind of distant figure, like an unobtainable figure that could or couldn't be the anima or animus. And this is where it gets very up to the dream ego, how they want to feel into it. But the romantic thing going on in the dream with this other distant person, whether they're identifiable or not, is kind of showing how this aspect is like not within our reach in some kind, like it's still stuck in some kind of complex. Like we're not allowing it to be our own. We're not allowing it to be that capital O other. It's kind of like it's in some sort, it's hiding in some sort of like inauthentic part of ourselves that's still just kind of attached to something else. It's not jarring enough. It's very comfortable. Like Sammy and I have both talked about high school crushes and dreams and how much that could be commenting on when you have that like birth of your sexuality in like middle school or whatever it was, that it's like now, like, it can quickly turn into, like, I want to be seen. I just want to be seen. I want to be validated. I want to be known in a way that I haven't before. So it's kind of, like, stuck in that figure. And, like, working with that figure in the dream can kind of, like, it, obviously, it still helps you eventually get to the inner other or a deeper part of yourself, but it takes a while to understand what that figure even means. Because I also had professors, I said I've had celebrities as well, but like it's not a very profound interaction in the dream. Like it's obviously something very strong that I'm like attracted to within them, or I'm wanting some kind of attention from them, or I feel seen by them in some way or noticed, but it's still like, it's not giving me anything new. I'm like playing out an old dynamic. I'm seeing some kind of quality or energy in them that is familiar, and it's not different enough. It's not pushing up against me enough. So I think sexual types could definitely have this as well, but for sure noticed it the most in sexual blind dreams. I don't know. Have you ever had, I don't know if you've ever had dreams like that.
Me? With like celebrities? No.
Celebrities like, yeah, teachers,
no, I, it's past. No, I am not actually. Like, I would never put myself into some sort of fangirling position because that would be already setting the stage in a way that, like, we are not in an equal place. So there's no connection happening at all. Mm-hmm. And then I would be dressing like the same way than the person that I'm trying to.
Mm-hmm. There's no sense of difference.
No, there's no polarity. There's no attraction. Yes. It's like, it's like setting yourself to have a response that's very like distant. It's like no one is actually engaging with their fans mm-hmm. in an authentic way. Not that sexual types would engage like in a super authentic way automatically, but it's like, you know what I mean.
Yes, and I think that, thank you for bringing that up because I would have forgotten that. I think that's what makes it really important for sexual blinds, especially is that, oh my God, this is such a great, thank you, guys. This is such a great, because like yay. One of the important things about sexuality is that like, yeah, you're a polarity. And so there is a part, like a pole that you rest on. And these other figures can't play, like you can't play with that polarity. You're wanting like some kind of sameness, like, ooh, you know, recognize me or something like that. Like it's not, you're not accessing that energetic quality of sexual where like you are your own very distinct pole that needs to like push or pull or whatever it may be. And like having something stuck in some other kind of complex is not allowing you to really express yourself and not allowing you to express that from that I that is very different from any other person, place, or thing out there. Like, it's not cultivating that.
Right. And I don't know, being a fangirl, like, okay, there are a million people just like you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's so fascinating. Like, I think that is what's really interesting. And too, you know, even with Sammy and I's case with having like a high school crush kind of thing, that it's like, why would you want to operate off of the same mode of being that you did when you were in middle school? You know, like, I'm a totally different person. I'm no clue if I'd be attracted to that person in real life. Probably not. And so it's like really not put, like, I'm not pushing myself for some kind of growth in that case. Like, I'm not challenging myself where, you know, sexual types may not be challenging themselves all the time, but they are coming from more of a place of like you're saying, that difference, which to me was like so interesting because Maggie originally brought that up to me and I'm like, now wait a minute, that's interesting, because I'm not, because she has 4 fics, but even so she was like, you know, I don't like, the energy is what's important to me between me and another person and how that operates. How do I know what kind of energy that would be like? And, you know, I need to make myself like distinguishable enough that I'm not like anyone else and I'm not, you know, wanting what anyone else was. Like, it has to be unique and special and whatever. And to me, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is so fascinating. But, yeah, it really challenges like you to cultivate your own energy and polarity and stuff like that. More currently, like not just like, I'm going to be this way all the time, but like in every moment, like where can you cultivate that kind of energy? The one example that I had with a dream recently that, to continue Kristen's high school crush saga. Mine, I had one recently with, I mean, we've been doing a lot of work with this and I've been doing a lot of like personal work and stuff, but I had a dream recently where I was actually dating my high school crush. And in the dream, mm-hmm. I started to realize this is fucking stupid. Like, this is just like, I was like, oh my God. Like, he started doing things in the dream that I was like, what? Like, why would you do that? Or why? Like, it was just so like disillusioning. And I had one before where it was disillusioning to like his figure, like his face and everything. And I was like, oh, you're just a regular person. But this one was like, this, the entire being of this person was like a disillusionment. Mm-hmm. And I really worked with that dream for quite a while because I was like, whoa, this is actually like, I'm approving of this dream right now because it's sort of like a good step, like of letting go of that, kind of having the image to work with that, like, this is not what I'm attracted to. And I'm looking for something else in this person. Like, well, the figure, the idea of this person even. And then it was like maybe 2 or 3 days later after that, I just started having dreams of like actual people I know, like now.
That's such a cool development to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it really, I mean, it took me a while to understand it. I think it takes a lot for, especially for sexual blinds, to get that. Because of that idea of accessing your own pull or whatever, like, that's very energetic. Like, it's not... I think it's a lot more like kind of body work and feeling and energy rather than like a head puzzle. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's definitely more than just like what you wear or what you, or whatever. It's, as you said, it's an energetic quality.
It's like an embodiment. Like a
constant, it's an embodiment of something.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's just like a really hard thing to quote unquote work on, you know, like, I don't know. I think that it takes time. Mm-hmm. All of this takes time.
It does.
So I think though that kind of goes into the next one where the next symbol being, okay, shame is a huge thing. Feelings of shame, the different types of shadows, like social shadows, both in sexual types and sexual blind. Lingerie coming up, like the self-prez kind of symbols. Strippers, hookers, prostitutes, like that type of sex work coming up in dreams. I think this invites a fantastic conversation about the patriarchy. because I think this is going to be popular in a lot of people's dreams, but, you know, to not go into my social bullshit about patriarchy, because I already did that once. Like, there is a primarily inauthentic masculine idea of sexuality that is embedded in all of our unconsciouses and is something that we absolutely for sure trap ourselves in when even looking at our own sense or feeling into our own sense of sexuality, including sexual types. But I think I've noticed the whole, especially prostitution and shame aspects, really coming in sexual blind dreams, where like some kind of figure appears and they're, you know, a stripper or something, or maybe even the dream ego is part of a prostitution or something like that, that like there is some kind of control going on, like there's some kind of objectification. And I think with sexual types that are kind of already unconsciously objectifying themselves, sexual blinds have like a lot more like shame or something, or some other unconscious relationship to objectification. Like I've noticed a lot more social shadows of like that person's doing something sexual and it bothers me or it makes me feel shameful, or my, you know, my underwear was found in, you know, some other person's laundry and now I'm ashamed of that, or like, you know, it's mm-hmm. a popular thing to have in a sexual blind dream.
I would say that with sexual types, the objectification is like way more nuanced.
Mm-hmm.
Like sexual blind is that, like, for example, a prostitute, that's like a pretty common idea. It's very unilateral. Like, it's just way more subtle with sexual types, the objectification. There are like a billion ways to be objectified outside of that kind of like a known culturally established role.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And yeah, even with sexual types, like whether they're social blind or they're self-pres blind, then the objectification takes on kind of a different tone to it. Because a social blind's going to objectify themselves pretty heavily because they don't have too good of a sense of personhood. So their sexual objectification is going to look, you know, or image itself very differently in a dream than a self-pres blind, like we talked in the last episode of your random forms that you're having sex with.
Right.
That like that's it's going to take a and that's the thing too, like you're kind of doing this in a dream, like the dream ego has kind of like no shame around it as well. So that's really commenting too, as just like, you know, then what does this mean if we're not to trust the dream ego? Like, you know, there's something then that's wrapped up in that dynamic that you can kind of work through and work on. Whereas like a sexual blind might have, maybe they have similar imagery, but sometimes there's a shameful quality. Like I am ashamed of this in some kind of way. Like there's something that doesn't feel right in the dream ego already, you know?
Right.
Or they're hiding. There's aspect of like hiding a relationship or hiding like some form of sexuality or something. Like it's very pushed in the shadow. It's not something that's very welcomed in the sexual blind because it's uncomfortable and it's misunderstood, or there's a complex around it or something. That like inviting that imagery in and understanding, like feeling through the feelings of shame and like, okay, where is that coming from? And where is it, like, where am I really trapping it? And I think that's where the patriarchal idea kind of comes in for anybody, is that like there's something that our culture kind of as a whole has seen in sexuality that has been very outcasted. And so, you know, sexual types will feel kind of outcasted as well because of that type of societal shadow. So like working through how you're doing that to yourself as well, personally and individually, like I think that's been really helpful even in my own dreams. I've noticed it in other dreams, like for sexual blind dreams, I've talked to quite a few people that have had the whole like prostitution kind of thing. There's always usually some kind of masculine figure in charge. Sometimes it's a feminine figure. And it's kind of like, I know I've noticed father images coming up a lot with that. Like, who really has the authority over your sense of sexuality? Like, who is the one really like, or what complex, I should say, like, what kind of complex really is keeping this in place? And sometimes that goes back to like childhood dynamics. It goes back to how you were treated. It goes back to how your parents treat things. Like, that's a big topic. And I think just to work through it is going to take a lot as well, because it sometimes those dreams too, without really picking them apart that much, I think it's more important sometimes for a dreamer to really just feel what's going on in the dream. Because sometimes too, that imagery can be really challenging to work with. And especially if it's a sexual blind that hasn't really been able to work with their blind spot, just allowing the images to exist without analytically pulling it apart can be like a really good first step into like letting that, those types of symbols do something to you, you know?
Yeah. One thing I find very useful when, even when the symbolism in the dream is not clear, it's just like in the waking moments, like having these realizations that, hey, I had this feeling in a dream once. How could I, in this situation, act differently than I acted in the dream?
Right, yeah. And I think, too, it even brings up the idea of, like, who or what is really looking at you sexually. Because, and I'll break that down, but, like, for me personally, it's like I've had this kind of condition of, how do men see me? And therefore, my sense of sexuality can come from like the male gaze. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And that's not me. Like, that's not like how I see myself. But you think of like, you know, objectifying yourself in the way that like, I'm going to look really good for this person or this type of person or something like that. Like that, then that's not, like that wasn't me owning my own sense of sexuality. Do you know what I mean? Like it's, I'm just going to do this for another type of gaze. And so even through this whole journey, like something pretty big for me was like, just even kind of flipping that polarity and like, how do I look with, or what's looking at me through like the feminine gaze? Like, then how does that feel? And it was like big for me because it just like opened so much more to who I am, to think of this type of person I've always been, thought I've been drawn to or whatever, particularly male, like it's very limiting. It was very much so like not considering me and how I want to express myself and stuff. And just opening that to like different gender types and sexualities is like, oh wait, like I can see myself differently and it feels different. And I can express myself differently. And it kind of helped loosen, like, I don't want, like, I don't have to see myself in anyone else's gaze but my own. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think that's, yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone has their own journeys with that. But, like, a lot of people have resistance over, like, well, what if I'm my authentic self and not, like putting in some sort of image or something, then am I going to even attract anyone? Like, I had this conversation with a friend once that like, she was distressed that, guys were into like younger looking girls than her. And she was feeling very bad about it. So she wanted to look younger. And I'm like, listen, you do not want to be affiliated with a guy who's into 17-year-olds. That's not the kind of guy you want to attract, you know?
Like, right, exactly. Yeah, and maybe this is just also Social Nine Bermuda shit, that's kind of how my journey ended up. But, I mean, there's a lot of Bermudas out there, so... I think just, yeah, like opening yourself up to different ideas than what you're kind of, I don't know, you kind of put your own pressure on yourself for that. Like eventually, like any kind of thing to loosen up the idea of anyone else even looking at you but yourself, like to finally get to that point where you're looking at you, you know, that's hard. And I did not realize that I would have to take on many different paths to get to that place.
Mm-hmm.
At least for a sexual blind. Yeah.
Yep.
The idea of performance is a huge thing with sexuality of like, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand with self-expression. That is kind of, yeah, that is what I'm saying with like the gaze of a potential lover or lover mm-hmm. or something like that, of just like, who are you expressing for? And what happens when you flip that? Like what happens, you know, if you're kind of seeing it from a different lens and then eventually come back to like your own lens, like is there a way to be able to quote unquote perform but express differently that's more authentic, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I think that performative thing is huge. Like
yeah, well, I've been performing because I've been expecting a partner to have some sort of blue balls that I need to like appease to, so I have to put up a performance. So then I had a partner who didn't get blue balls, and I was like, wait, who the fuck I'm doing this for? Like, this is not authentic to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that's what I was saying, but like, yeah.
And that could be too. I mean, I don't know if you had these dreams, but at least for Sammy and I, having those dreams of like always pleasing another person and mm-hmm. like not receiving at all, I think that would kind of comment on that of just like, you know, always doing things for a particular other person or, you know, and that whole reason why you would do that for another person is a whole topic on its own. But then like, okay, so then what would it take for you to be able to receive and for you to be able to like be comfortable not performing? Like what kind of energy does that take on when you're being the one that's being admired, you know, and you're the one that's being?
You recognize yourself as a person who needs to be pleased as well.
What? No way.
Yes.
Well, and too, and a person that desires to be vulnerable as well.
Mm.
Like, because I think there, you know, obviously there's something vulnerable to like performance and obviously, but
no.
Yeah, but yeah, there, I mean, kind of not, because you are just taking on a role that's already established and that's safe and comfortable and wanted and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not really your role. It's just the conditioned role.
Performance is not vulnerable. It's because it's like a form of objectification. And like, yeah. I'm giving you this object, which is like not actually even me. And you're only seeing the object and not me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not vulnerable, which is kind of easy because like actual vulnerability, it's really intimidating. So it's compelling to hide behind those kind of objectifications.
Right. Yeah. I think that's too, maybe even why like prostitution and stuff like that can come up in dreams. Cause it's just sort of like it's easy to have some kind of concept, or just this concept being unconscious, that there is another person in charge of my sexuality. Like there is another person in charge of how I perform, what I do, what I wear, you know, and I'm getting compensated for it. It's transactional. And it's not like under my control. So actually taking that control back is like, I mean, that's the entire topic we've been having this whole time on sexuality, mm-hmm. but like taking back your own sexuality is like, ugh, hard.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed in sexual blind dreams a lot, is that like there happens this, like, okay, people go on a something that's like resembles a date, and there's an expectation that, okay, this is where, this is the situation when you're supposed to have sex, because that's how things go, and nobody is really asking, like, do either of us want to do it? How do you feel? How do I feel? It's just like something that's supposed to happen. So there's this kind of pressure to do something sexual just out of expectation.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's like an established pattern to do.
Correct. Yep. And it's like, oh, this is how I get close to someone. This is how I, you know, feel a certain way. And it's just, it is, yeah, very like just, it's, there's still a comfortability to it. That's like, you're not really risking anything. Mm-hmm. And I think like with just love in general, like there is a risk to it. Like you do give away something in a vulnerable and loving connection. So it's like, you know, that's that part that some people sometimes just don't experience or think that it's there or think that it's something that they desire or whatever it may be. It's hard.
Yeah, it is.
But that goes then into the next, which, I mean, it kind of all comes back into that. I also have relationship to partners, exes, strangers, friends is very telling of the relationship to the sexual instinct. And I think this can go either way with sexual types and sexual blinds, that like the social connections, in, you know, embedded in the sexual instinct is going to say something about, you know, where you are on your sexuality kind of journey, who you're choosing to associate with in the dream. Sometimes there's like protectiveness towards either a current partner, an ex, or some love interest or whatever. Like there's some sort of energy that the dream ego is having towards these figures, or against the figures, depending on who it is coming up, that can show that sort of social aspect in the sexual, of just like, are there qualities to this person? Are there energies to this person? Like, what is happening in that relationship that can be saying something about how you're seeing yourself, how you're feeling about yourself, how you're feeling about your self-expression, all kinds of stuff like that. So like I've noticed with mine, after I had that one dream with the high school crush and I started making these realizations of just like, where is this gaze really coming from and how am I really perceiving myself? Like, is it through this kind of more patriarchal, toxic masculine sort of view, or like how do I feel in a feminine view, or at least just like a more vulnerable, more nuanced, a more open, more non-binary, like that kind of view of myself, and getting in touch then with my view, which is just an interesting exercise, I think. And just a very cool place to be, freeing place to be, that I started to have more art in my dreams, that like I was with artists or I was doing art or something, which sometimes just doesn't, I mean, like the last time that I had that one where it was my self-pres dream that I was like looking at the magazine of art pieces and I was like feeling shame about it. Like I was like, wow, all of these pieces are so good and mine's gonna look like shit next to it. Which I did have quite often, that there was something kind of shifting in some of my dreams where I was doing art or my art was next to someone's or something, and it was just like there was an equal expression. Like it was all about more just expressing and the energy that goes into expressing than what it looks like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, realizing that there is not some sort of already established category where you are competing, you are creating your own category,
right?
Which is like, how do I say this? Something that has your own signature in it, in a way, yeah. That it's like other people's things are, it makes other people's things irrelevant in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Everything can be appreciated as their own entities.
Yes. And that's more of like the feminine principle, whereas the like, at least just the negative masculine, because I don't want to associate masculine's good too, but the negative masculine and the patriarchal is competitive and throws people into comparisons and stuff like that. So just this whole conversation we've been having, even just with sexual blinds locating their own pole, that would be it. Like, you're not really caring about how you are compared to the next person because yours is so distinct and your personal signature, I like how you say that, that it's like, you know, that's what matters, is holding that pole and not how it looks towards others.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I think too, like even with exes, when I first, when my ex and I broke up a while ago, I would constantly have dreams of him. I've talked about it a bit. And now I like never have dreams about him, because it's just like going through that and doing that tedious work of like, why did the person keep showing up? And sometimes too, I mean, like if it is kind of like the inner other or whatever, sometimes like it will just kind of clothe itself in whoever that strong feeling was put into first. So I think sometimes, you know, to be gentle on ourselves, like it might come up in people that you previously had a relationship with, but then it's kind of like working with like, all right, what's still kind of stuck in a complex with them? Like what's still in some kind of dynamic with that energy that that person had? And a lot of the times my dreams, I think eventually I started to understand like where the energy wants to go, rather than like me trying to put my energy back into it or something like that. Like I think that can, just with like people in general, rather than being a social thing, but the sexual instinct, like there's an energy going on. There's some kind of dynamic. There's some kind of like other liminal space that this type of like polarity is operating, that you can kind of feel into then like where it wants to go in a dream instead of what the dream ego keeps going back to or whatever. And sometimes then that's less just looking at the other symbols in the dream or the other people in the dream or whatever. Like if me as the dream ego kept going back, like I had a lot of like going back to the old house and going back to his room and like whatever, like then there's other symbols in the dream though that kind of show a different direction I could take. So, and sometimes if it didn't, then it's like, okay, where am I stuck? Yeah. And then I've noticed too with just strangers, any kind of romantic interest in strangers, I think is very like case by case kind of thing to look at. Like for me, I've brought up about like the douchebaggy people or whatever. Sometimes there's strangers that are very shadow-like. Like there's something about their self-expression that is like very bothering to me, not just in a social way, but in some kind of energetic quality. And too, just like, I've read different dreams of like strangers having some kind of social title to them, that there's like some, you know, for example, like the teachers or the professors, like there's some kind of social quality that this person's trying to like be vulnerable with or be romantically interested in or something like that. But really, it's like not a sexual thing, although it's kind of being expressed in the dream that way. It's more like their role is what's being desired right now, you know, unconsciously or something like that, if that makes sense. Or that their role is taking on some kind of like merging quality in the person. Like if it's an authority figure, like where is the authority being confused in the sexual instinct or something like that? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I think that really happens case by case.
That's very insightful. I'm happy that there's like material for, I guess, all stackings to work with the sexual instinct.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And that's why I like, too, just even in all of our conversations, it still includes like self-pres and social. There's still aspects of that that influence the sexual instinct.
Mm.
It's almost like they're all like combined or something. They're all happening at once. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what it feels like often in my dreams too. Like all the instincts are there.
Mm-hmm.